Let's pray. Gracious God, we come to you as those born foolish. As we come to the Lord's table, we humbly ask that you would work in us to accept your wisdom and to rejoice in a Savior slain for sinners. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our culture keeps telling us to trust our hearts. One poet said, "Trust your heart if the seas catch fire. Live by love though the stars walk backward." One popular song says, "So if you're smart, really smart, only trust your heart." And one pop psychologist says, "You need full access to your heart, and then you can trust your heart." Well, let's see what the Bible says about trusting our hearts. Please open your Bibles to Proverbs 28. That's Proverbs chapter 28. And I'll read verse 26. "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely will be delivered." Wow, the Bible has a strong word for someone who would trust his own heart. Fool. Fool. Why do you suppose that is? Well, what the Bible teaches us is that we were all born in sin. When your heart tempts you to sin, it is just acting according to its nature. And you are a fool if you trust it. When your heart tempts you to abandon the Savior you love, you should expect nothing less. And you are a fool if you trust it. When your heart tempts you to decide whether or not you like what God's word says, it's just leading you astray again. And you are a fool if you trust it. Every single one of us was born with a nature that does not please God. Everything we do is shot through with sin. Your heart leads you astray. And when you trust it, you sin because your born nature is sinful. So he who trusts his own heart is a fool. But this verse in Proverbs tells us that the one who walks wisely will be delivered. What could this mean? Well, for one thing, walking in wisdom is being contrasted with trusting your own heart. So the Bible is giving us a clue that walking in wisdom means looking away from yourself. But if you can't trust your heart, what can you trust? Well, Solomon says in Proverbs 9:10, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So I think what Solomon is pointing to here in Proverbs 28:26 is that we have to accept a wisdom from above that begins with a humble posture of accepting God's character. This is wisdom leading to being delivered. So what does this mean for us? We have a wisdom from God revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. That's right. God calls Jesus wisdom from God in 1 Corinthians 1:30. Now, on this side of the cross, walking in wisdom means trusting Christ for everything. So we have two choices as we come to the Lord's table today. We can trust ourselves, or we can trust Jesus. We can trust our own judgments about what is right and wrong or true and false, or we can give those judgments to Jesus. We can agree with him that our thoughts and behavior have been sinful. And we can receive his deliverance where he took God's wrath that was due to sinners at the cross. But communion is for believers who are living repentantly. If you would say that you trust yourself rather than Jesus, then firstly I'd urge you to give yourself over to him. If you won't do that, then please pass the communion tray by. We are very glad you're here, but communion is not for you. Likewise, if you would claim to be a believer, but are living in known unrepentant sin, then you are foolishly trusting yourself. Please repent and trust Jesus. If you won't do that, then please pass the communion tray by. If you have any questions about this, talk to the person who brought you here tonight, or talk to one of the elders, or come talk to me. The men will come and serve you now. Please take communion on your own this evening.